This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, and the giving out God's word here and there and yonder, wherever folks will stand still long enough for the Old Trailblazer to bring a message. But I'm happy to have you folks with me, and I'd like to hear from some of you. Many of you have not written me in quite a while. Write me, let me know how you're doing. Let me know if the Lord's dealing with your heart. Let me know how the Lord's blessing you. I know you have much to praise the Lord for. That's what I tell my folks here when we have praise and prayer time on Sunday night and other night. Tell them, I said, look, if you don't have anything to praise the Lord for, let me know. I'll give you something. I'll write you a list. But I know they do. I know they do. But Satan will try to bind your tongue where you can't. But you know, Satan does not want you to praise the Lord. No, he sure doesn't. We're looking at a series of studies now on the baptism with the demon spirit. And we were there in our last study where folks somehow get the idea that they need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is what they say a power. Nothing more than baptism with a demon spirit, while the only thing they really need is a new birth. Now, let me tell you something, friend. The thing you need is not the baptism with the Holy Ghost. You need the new birth. And when God saves you, makes you a new creature, he baptizes you. Now, I've been called crazy. I know that many, many times. But I'm not crazy. No, I'm out. I'm here bringing you God's message. Lord lays them on my heart. Now, how is the baptism with a demon spirit brought about? Will you listen? Will you just listen and see if you recognize this? Maybe you've been down this road. How is the baptism with a demon spirit brought about? And what are the manifestations of the baptism with a demon spirit? First, Satan's preachers of righteousness who have experienced such baptism with a demon spirit under the guise of the baptism with the Holy Ghost will begin by laying on your heart the need of what they call the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Now, my friend, these individuals, Satan's messenger, have experienced this, and it's real to them. It's not a joke. It's not a fantasy. This is something real, my friend. I've seen those manifestations of those, and you can't convince one if you stood there for 24 hours talking to them. But the Holy Spirit can. Oh, my friend. But listen, they will convince you or attempt to convince you that you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost by saying that to know Jesus as your Savior, that's all good and well. That's good. If you're saved, that's good. But you need something else. You need that deeper walk. You need that deeper walk with God. But let me say right here, no matter what you have in the way of religious experience, if that experience eclipses your salvation in Christ, it's not of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me say again, no matter what religious experience you have had before or after you thought you were saved, if that experience eclipses your salvation, you're not saved. There's no religious experience before one is saved or after he is saved that ever eclipses salvation in Christ. Never. Never. I mean never. If it does, you're not saved. Now, what you have is not salvation. If you're just lost and on a road to hell, that's right. And what you have is a demon manifestation. They'll begin to tell you, you trust Jesus now for salvation? Give your heart to Jesus for salvation? But you need something else. You need something else, brother. Then they'll go on to tell you what you need is the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Oh, you've got to be baptized or filled with the Holy Ghost. They use those two terms synonymously. Then they'll tell you it's brought about on this wire. Now, I want you to listen. I want you to listen, my friend. Listen as if you'd never heard anything before. Listen. Come on and let's seek the Holy Spirit. And we've often been asked here, have you received the Holy Spirit? Yes, I received the Holy Spirit when I believed, when I was saved. Then they'll take the scriptures and make them sound so plausible until you will believe that that's what you need. And you will begin to seek and to seek the Holy Spirit in your unsaved condition. Note that, thinking you're saved. You do that because first, you're ignorant of salvation. Second, you're ignorant of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit indwells every born-again believer. He's at home in your body and you don't have to seek him. He's already there. They'll take the scripture, tarry, and meaning seek the Holy Spirit. Then the demon spirit will put a hunger in your heart and a desire to seek the Holy Spirit. You see, since your attention has been called to it, the demon spirit puts a hunger and a desire in your heart to seek the Holy Spirit, because you think that's what you need. That's what you need. They have convinced you, Satan and his demons, his messenger, they desire, that desire and hunger will grow until you'll be willing to give up everything in the world you have if you can only receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You'll quit this sin, quit that sin, and your life will begin to clean up. In many instances, there will come a great reformation. You'll be willing to give up your home, your family, if you can only receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You see, my friend, you're not seeking Christ. Do you see what an imitation? You'll be led to pray all night. I've seen folks do that. All day, with a growing intense hunger for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not only that, but you will be led many times into fasting, doing without food for days and days and days with one desire. Oh, that I might receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You said, I must have it. I must have it. You think you'll come to the place that you don't care what folks think about you, say about you, if you can only experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues and know the power of God in your life. Now, my friend, plain and simple, this is a doctrine of demons. This is a doctrine of demons. The individual may travel miles to be united in prayer meetings with others praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You'll come to literally and bodily definitely give your body over to the Holy Spirit. No, not to a Holy Spirit, but the demon spirit, camouflaged under this guise of the Holy Ghost. You'll be urged to give up everything, let go of everything for this one experience, that the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've known folks to seek for days and weeks and months, and finally the moment come when the demon spirit would enter them, take control of their bodies and minds, imitating the Lord Jesus Christ, impersonating the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that spirit takes charge, the individual may fall out in a trance. I've known that to happen. Usually they'll begin to cry and praise Jesus. Whether in the home, in the church, in the secret prayer chamber, that individual will rise to his feet and begin to shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My friend, listen, this is sad, my friend. This is sad. This one manifestation after another, I've seen this. Individual may cry out, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then that demon spirit will present a vision in the face of the face of Jesus, like under the pictures you see today. And he'll cry out and say, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. Blessed Jesus. All these manifestations will not take place in one life, but in different lives. I've known others to describe the baptism with the demon spirit under the guise of baptism with the Holy Ghost as seeing a great light, brighter than the day. They felt the burden rolled away. They became light as a feather, as if they were floating through the air. They were caught in the ecstasy of such presence. They described it like going to heaven. That presence was nothing but the manifestation of a demon spirit that had taken control of their body. Others receiving what they call the baptism of the Holy Ghost will come out dancing and shouting and praising Jesus. Then others will come forth speaking in what they term the unknown tongue, which is rightly named because it is nothing but the muttering of Satan, according to Isaiah 8:19. Then others have different types of spiritual manifestation, all of which are not the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, but of a demon spirit. Now, my friend, I've gone into this thing and described it to show you that I know what I'm talking about. These individuals who have sought and obtained what they call a deeper life with God in the form of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they live on visions and dreams and voices and such like, lights over in the corner, floating in the air. This demon spirit or demon spirits who have taken possession of their bodies put the emphasis on these things instead of on blood redemption in Christ. They will always say, yes, I'm trusting Jesus for salvation, but then they'll begin to tell you of the great experience they've had. These demon spirits will talk with them in audible voice. These demon spirits will give them messages under the guise of a great discernment of the spirit. Women are so susceptible to them, they will be brazen with the messages their demon spirits give them. They're always talking about the spirit revealed to them. It doesn't matter whether it's about the word of God or not. Then they will try to justify every revelation they've ever had from the Bible, even though they have to twist and warp the scriptures to do so. Now, let me pause here to say that all of this I've been talking about is real. It's a real thing, my friend. It's not a fantasy. It's real. These individuals receive that baptism. It's real. Whatever type of experience they may have, it's real. It actually happens. The vision they have is just as real as the sun shining. The feeling they have, the unknown tongue they're speaking, is just as real as could be. But it's a work of a demon spirit. Now, my friend, I know that many folks will not have the gospel. They'll not have the truth. They'll not have these thoughts that I've been bringing you. They'll foo-foo me and call me an old crackpot and those things. But listen, but it's all the work of the demon spirit through utter demon possession. They're talking about a presence which they have gotten down. When they get down to pray, they pray until that presence overshadows them, and they're not satisfied until that presence comes into their life. That's the presence of a demon spirit imitating the Holy Spirit. The vast majority of these folks base the assurance on these experiences. This is all made possible because the church and the ministry have departed from the body of divine revealed truth and substituted believingism and decisionism for salvation. They don't have anything real, and there is a stirring in their hearts to seek a religious experience that is real. As a rule, this type of demon possession leads to a more holy-than-thou life, with a very peculiar facial expression, and oftentimes self-righteousness that you cannot describe. That because they have something the average person does not have. I often say that there's no wonder that movement is growing so fast and so rapidly, because the average Protestant church and others today have lost the presence of Christ and no longer have anything there to hold their folks. It's just an empty shell without any kernel in it. It's an empty shell without any meat in it, and they go off seeking something. I've had folks tell me, well, I went there for so long, I never was fed, I never got anything. I began to search for something else, and I came across this movement, speaking in tongues movement. It seemed real to them, and so I began to meet with them, and that I experienced those things, and now it's real to me, and I'm trusting Jesus, and I'm been filled with the Holy Ghost and all of those things. And a lot of it is because the average church today is dead on the vine. My friend, is your church dead, Pastor? Are you speaking the truth? Are you speaking the reality of Christ? Are you bringing your folk? Or if you don't, the Satan will lead them off into all of those things. We'll get back into it in our next study. I hope you don't get mad with me and throw down the radio and cuss me and all of those things. Don't do that, my friend. This is a serious thing. I asked you, where is your soul going to spend eternity? Do you know Christ, or do you know a demon spirit speaking in tongues and all of those things? I wish I could sit down by your side and reason with you out of the scripture. This is the old trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, old Pastor Pendarvis, old trailblazer. And my heart's weary, and my heart is sad because I see so much of this going on. So much. Satan has just about taken over all of this world as far as religion is concerned. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org.